Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Content Was Never the Point. There's a belief that's been around for a long time in education that the goal is to cover content. Get through it, deliver it, make sure students have it. And right now, with everything changing, especially with AI, it's easy to feel like content matters even more. But I think we need to pause and ask a bigger question. Was content ever really the point? Before we get into it though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is positive experiences my children have. Seeing them grow through moments that shape them in a good way, that means a lot. The second thing that I'm thankful for, healthy activities that get people moving. Things that support both physical and mental health. Those things matter more than we sometimes realize. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is good food. Simple, but meaningful. Sitting down, enjoying a meal, it's something I don't take for granted. Good food, I love it. Well, let's get back into the main topic, y'all. There's a lot of focus on content in education. Standards, curriculum, pacing guides, and all of that matters. But if we are not careful, we start to believe that content is the end goal. So the topic once again is content was never the point. Content, y'all, is a vehicle. It's not a destination. Content gives us something to work with in the classroom. It provides structure and direction for learning. It does. But it's not the final goal of what we're doing. It's a vehicle to build thinking, to build understanding, and to build growth in the classroom. Like if you have a lesson that isn't really about the topic itself, but about how students engage with it. See, that shift in thinking, it matters. Because it changes how we teach. Memorizing is not the same as learning. Students can memorize information quickly. They can repeat it back accurately. But that doesn't always mean they understand it, does it? You know this. Learning goes beyond recall. It involves meaning, connection, and application. If you have a student who knows the answer but can't explain why it works, that's the difference between memorizing and learning. Understanding matters more than coverage. There's always pressure to cover everything. Oh boy, is there that pressure to cover everything, to stay on pace, to move through the curriculum. But coverage doesn't guarantee understanding. When you move on from a topic and students didn't fully grasp it, just because the pacing guide says you have to move on, that gap, it carries forward. And I know you get to a point where it's like, for how often, like to what end do you stay versus moving on, especially if there's a spiral built into it. But we also have to recognize if we're trying to cover everything, versus really focusing on understanding, that's problematic. Because it's not a matter of if we taught it or not, it's more about if students understand it. And understanding truly matters more than just checking that box that it was taught. Learning is about thinking, not receiving. Learning isn't just about just taking in information and receiving information. It's about processing it, questioning it, making sense of it. If you have a student, let's say you have students who can talk through ideas or wrestle with something that doesn't make sense yet or that they question, that's where learning happens, not just hearing something once. Content should create opportunities for growth. Content should lead somewhere. It should open the door for deeper thinking in the classroom, for discussion, for reflection, y'all. Like if you have a lesson that sparks curiosity or leads to a new question or a whole new set of questions, that's when it becomes meaningful and that's when it sticks. See, content gives us something to teach, but students need something to do with it. And that's where real learning begins. Relationships matter more than content delivery. Absolutely. See, students, they learn best from people they trust, from people they feel connected to. That relationship, it shapes how students engage in the classroom. When you have, it impacts if you have students who try harder and students who feel seen and supported in the classroom will try harder. That doesn't come from the content alone. That comes from connection. And that still matters more than ever. And questions, they matter more than answers. I love powerful questions. Answers can be given quickly, especially now. But questions require thinking. They require curiosity. You have students who ask why or how. That's where deeper learning starts. It's not in the answers themselves, but in the thinking behind the questions. That's where the power is. And application is where learning becomes real. That's where it really becomes truly real. Learning becomes real when students apply it, when they use it in a new situation, when they connect it to something else, like solving a problem or explaining an idea in their own words. That's when you know it stuck. That goes beyond content. That's true understanding. Content, well, it changes, but skills last. The specific content students learn will change over time. New information will come. Old information will fade, but skills stay with them. Thinking, problem solving, communication. They have students who can adapt what they know. See, that can truly last because they have the skills versus just holding on to content with that old way of thinking that, you have all this wealth because you have just all this content, this bank of information. That changes. That's ultimately what I'm getting at here is skills last. Once again, thinking, problem solving, and communication. Those are the things that are going to endure over time and truly set kids up for success. Ultimately, teaching is about developing people, not delivering content. Teaching has always been about more than content. It's about developing people, helping students grow, to think, to become more capable. when you see a student gain confidence or start believing in themselves, that goes beyond any lesson. That's the real work. The goal is not to deliver content. It's to develop people. And that's what makes this work matter. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that wherever you are at right now, if you feel pressure to cover everything, to stay on pace, to get through all the content, just remember this. Content was never the point. It's what we use, but it's not what we're building. We're building thinkers. We're building confidence. We're building understanding. And that doesn't come from rushing through material. It comes from slowing down and focusing on what actually matters. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.